I'm here on the job site with Dale, who's a framing contractor.
Hey, good morning.
Dale traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance for all his business vehicles. We're here where he needs us most.
Yep, they sure are.
We make it easy for him to save on all his insurance needs, all in one place, with coverage that fits his business and bottom line. Oh, I shouldn't have looked down.
It's all right.
We're so far up here.
Look at me. Take a deep breath.
No, I'm good. So good.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at Geico.com and see how much you could save. Get more with Geico.
AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at Rubrik.com. That's Rubrik.com.
The Premier Sports Cup Final. This is Clyde One Super Scoreboards.
What a game it has been at Hampden. Celtic 3, Rangers 3 in the League Cup final, and we are in to extra time. What is going to happen? I'm not sure anyone can predict what's going to happen. Hugh Keevans and Ross McCormack with me, Andrew McLean, in the studio with Gordon Duncan at Hampden with Gordon DL and Mark Wilson. We'll check in with them at halftime of extra time. It's 1.5 minutes into that 30. Not much has happened since then. There has been one change, though. Alex Vai coming on for Greg Taylor.
I agree with you. There's no indication of what is going to happen for sure. But my feeling is that Celtic are too bad to win the cup. And, you know, my gut instinct is that Rangers will score a fourth goal. Celtic have been appalling.
Yet they've still managed to score three times themselves. It's just been such a mad game. Celtic haven't been at their best. Rangers haven't been at their best either. And it's now across these, well, next 30 minutes or so, and then potentially penalties to see who's going to get that big first trophy of the season.
Well, Celtic had the cup. When Kuhn scored, Celtic had the cup. Now they're trying to win it back because of defensive mistakes that are laughable. For Danilo to get the goal, and good luck to him, but the defensive mistakes that Celtic are making are nothing other than laughable.
Long ball played up by Jack Butland. We'll go out for a Celtic throw on this near side. And I think it will just continue to be frantic.
I think if Rangers don't go on to win this...
Look at this.
Oh, it's a penalty. He's inside the box.
Well, I think it's going to be a free kick to Rangers just outside the box. It's going to be a yellow card as well. Václav Černý going down under the challenge of Liam Scales. Just a glance over, I think, from John Beaton to his assistant there, just wondering whether that was maybe in the box or not. We'll get a better view this time. He's certainly pulling
on the line, is in the box,
of Václav Černý, who part of his body looked as if it was maybe on the line, which would be a penalty, but we'll maybe need to see a better angle. But it will go to VAR, of course. But John Beaton is setting up for a free kick. Looks as if it will just be that.
But the point I made earlier, I repeat, Celtic are too bad today to win this cup final. Scales, you know, just another terrible mistake at the back. Celtic have been error-strewn all day long, and they are too bad to win the cup.
Well, the free kick will stand, and it's going to be one of James Tavernier or Yanis Hadji to take, the right foot of the Rangers captain or the left of the Romanian international. It's the type of angle that you would say suits a left footer better. But does James Tavernier pull rank? He does free kick over the bar.
He's lost his superpower, hasn't he? How many times over the years have you seen that?
Has done it against Celtic, of course, already. We'll see a better angle here of this foul. And
it's inside the box.
Now, I think that might be a bit of a controversial one because he's done for pulling his shirt, isn't he? And Scales is inside the box.
Yeah.
And it's almost as if he's pulling Cherny's shirt over the line into the box.
But the moment is gone, Neil, because the free kick was awarded. But as I say, Celtic will lose the cup because this is what they do all day long. They've made mistake after mistake. And they... They are having the worst day, I think, since Brendan Rodgers came back. Even in games that they have lost and were poor, they have never, ever under Brendan Rodgers been as poor collectively and individually as they have been today. And at the back, it's criminal. And they look as if they will lose a fourth goal.
I'm not one to speak about referees, hardly ever. I do, I let them get on with it. But who's in that VAR room? That's inside the box. It's a penalty. It don't matter whether he's pulling his top inside the box and his body's out. You can clearly see it's at least on the line, a little bit inside the box. It don't matter where he starts pulling it, it's where he finishes pulling it.
Yeah, if a foul continues into the box, then a penalty is given. That is the rule. Certainly looked as if the fistful of shirt that he had, he was sort of pulling him towards inside the box. It'll be an interesting one to hear the thoughts of Philippe Clement on that. It may not come to anything. It'll all be forgotten, I'm sure, if Rangers go on to win the cup. But if Rangers don't win the cup, it'll be, I think, a moment that we'll hear a lot about over the next week or so, maybe more than that.
Well, it's John Beaton, the referee. He was supposed to have it in for Celtic, according to the Celtic supporters. But he gave a decision there that's very much in Celtic's favour.
Well, Celtic trying to take a free kick quickly and aren't allowed to. It was over the top to Daizen Maeda. But it's a good point about VAR. They've looked at it, but maybe they do have a better angle than us. They're able to zoom in and see, and maybe there is evidence that shows that it wasn't inside the box.
Well, they're going to have to show the viewers at home then. They can't just show one angle and say it's not a penalty.
I suppose the VAR footage and what is shown by the broadcasters is all quite different, because they're going on, they can sort of choose their own angles and they can zoom in and look from different ways.
Now, go back to you, Ross. Use your professional experience. Go back to the point. Rangers finished playing at 10 o'clock on Thursday night, and now they're into extra time, and they look fitter than Celtic.
Celtic have looked a yard off it today, haven't they? I've got to agree with that. But I think momentum's a big thing in football here. I think because Rangers are the ones in the ascendancy, you find that extra yard from somewhere. Celtic might be feeling a little bit sorry for themselves, and I'm not playing well, now I'm tired. Whereas Rangers, when you're playing well and you've got a chance to go and win a cup, you don't feel those little aches and pains and a little bit of tightness in your hamstring and stuff. You just get on with it. But I agree with you, Rangers look a lot fitter going on today's evidence than Celtic do.
It's quite an intangible thing, just what confidence can do for a player. But is it something you noticed throughout your career? If you were in a good goal scoring spell, did you feel different on the pitch? Did you feel yourself that you were maybe just a better player if you had that about you?
Well, listen, I certainly didn't run as much as these guys did, so that helps. But no, listen, when you feel good, you get into a game feeling good. You've scored the previous week or you've had a good result. It plays its part. It does. It gives you that extra little bit of momentum and good feeling, and it goes a long way. And Rangers are showing that now. Because, like you said, they do look a yard sharper than Celtic. And I've not seen Celtic this far off it in a long, long time. But like we were saying earlier, I think if Rangers don't go on to win this, it could have a lot disastrous consequences moving forward, because they'll think, if we can't beat Celtic at their worst, how do you beat them at their best?
How demoralising would that be for players if you come up in a big chance like this to beat Celtic in a meaningful game, which, oh, here's a big chance for Celtic, and the
touch
was way too heavy, and that was Arne Engels in there. The pass was spot on. He just needed to get that touch into the box and he would have had a free shot at goal on Jack Butland, overhit it, and Butland was able to gather. That is a huge opportunity.
I'm glad he wasn't expensive.
That is the type of the type of situation you just expect a player of, a guy that's played in Bundesliga last season and for a couple of seasons now, Belgian international, you'd expect him to be able to just take that under his control and get a shot away. He'll be disappointed with that, Engels, as Rangers now come forward. James Tavernier gets that cross all wrong. Looked as if he could maybe either cut it back or play it low across the 6-yard box, floats it over everyone, and that will be disappointing for the Rangers captain, Kasper Schmeichel, gathering the cross from the other side. He's taken a bit of a knock to his shin, but like at the other end, that's a big opening. And James Tavernier didn't really have much in the way of players to aim for that were going into the 6 yard box. It's hard to even really tell what he was trying to do with that cross.
I think he's trying to fire it across the face, isn't he? But there's no one in there. But that's unlike James Tavernet. Usually he's his final bit of decision making, his delivery is top draw, but he's just been off it this season.
Yeah, seeing replays of Kasper Schmeichel just landed a bit awkwardly coming to collect that ball. Rangers making another change. Hamza Egerman, his afternoon is over, and it's going to be Cyril Dessers to come on.
Well, Celtic look exhausted. They've never raised a gallop all day long. I don't know where the exhaustion comes from, but they look tired, and Rangers look the likelier.
Dessers is a player that's had so much criticism, a lot of that coming from Rangers supporters. If he was the one to score a winning goal, that would be massive for him, just given the journey he's been on at Rangers. There's been at times where, you know, supporters have cheered when he's been substituted off. He's, was it in the semi-final against Motherwell? Was it in that game where at one point he sort of miscontrolled the ball or tried to chest it off and it didn't work, and the crowd got on his back and he was sort of gesturing angrily back at them? So he's
just looking at another pass from Cameron Carter-Vickers, Ross, that went straight to a Rangers player. It's an epidemic that Celtic are suffering from.
So it went straight to a Rangers player. They gave it back to Celtic. I think Callum McGregor then gave it back to Rangers. It's like a hot potato at the minute. No one wants it.
I think Cyril Dessers is about to get booked here before he's even touched the ball. It was Cameron Carter-Vickers played a pass away and Cyril Dessers was just late on him, left one on him, and it's a yellow card for the newly introduced striker.
Well, cup final of mistakes, silly gestures. Wipe that one from Dessers.
But does that little touch on his boot there from Dessers to Carter-Vickers, does that warrant the way that he jumped up in the air and landed? A big strapping centre half like that.
Yeah, Dessers, I don't even know how many yellow cards there's been in this game so far. There's been
plenty.
Quite a lot, to the point where, obviously not in that situation with Dessers being booked, just coming on, but sometimes when you see John Beaton reaching for his yellow card, you think, has that player already been booked or not? That's a nice turn by Arne Engels to get away from Yanis Hadji. Nicholas Kuhn now with an opportunity to try and see if Celtic can do something. This first half of extra time has actually flown in. There's only 3 minutes to go, but that cross from Anthony Ralston goes way into the area behind the goal at Hampden.
Well, as I say, for me, he's too much of a downgrade from Alistair Johnson. Position that Celtic might need to look at come January. Rangers players going down with cramp now.
Yeah, Mohamed Diamandé just having to have his legs stretched out by Dujon Sterling there.
You speak about Rangers and the embarrassment of perhaps losing to a Celtic side who are having an appalling day. But what about the embarrassment from a Celtic perspective of the way in which they've lost goals, gone to extra time against a team who finished late on Thursday night, players falling down with cramp? How embarrassing would it be for Celtic to lose this final?
Well, it comes down to professional pride, doesn't it?
Yeah.
They wouldn't have expected to put a performance in like this today, but it's happened. But the weird thing is, and like we said earlier on, they've still went on and scored 3 goals. I wonder what the scoreline would have been if they'd played well.
Yeah, Danilo and Dessers trying to link up for the first time, unable to, but the story of the game continues. Celtic win the ball back and then instantly give it back to Rangers. Yanis Hadji, who's maybe starting to look a bit leggy over on that left side, which is probably not surprising given his lack of football, and we're now into the 105th minute of the game, so I can't imagine there'll be much time added on here. And we'll go back to the guys at Hampden to get the picture from what's going on at the National Stadium.
This would be a good time for Rangers to score, and they're still bringing players on.
Yeah, Conor Barron and Kieran Dowell, I think, were the two that were getting ready to come on.
Just to replace those who have nothing left to give. But Celtic will need to see out this first half of extra time. Rangers swarming all over them.
It's just clear there's a real sort of lack of urgency now as Cherney fires it into the feet of Dessers, and Celtic are having to hook it clear. But I think it's just tired legs now that even if the quality wasn't really there during the 90 minutes, it was still frantic. There was still quite a bit happening, certainly as the game went on, but it's maybe starting to slow down a bit. I think it maybe is. Oh no, there's going to be 1 minute added.
Tired minds that you need to worry about, Ross.
Yeah, you see Hatate there as well. He's given Adam Eder two barrels there. What he wants is him to make that run into the channel, not to come short to feet, because that's been a problem all day. It goes up to them and it's not sticking. He was wanting him to make that run in the channel and he refused the run, and he's got an earful there from Hatate.
Celtic are going to make a change as well. You'd expect all these changes will come at half time of extra time. A man that has won plenty of trophies in his time at Celtic, has won this competition numerous times, James Forrest. Come on, bring that bit of experience.
Not only that, but if he were to be a cup winner today, he would join Bobby Lennox on the list of all-time competition winners with 25 for Celtic. He hasn't scored a goal this season, James Forrest, so now would be a good time.
See what I just said a couple of minutes ago there? He's wanting that running behind, because every time they've gave it to feet, that's what happens. It keeps coming back. There's no respite for them. They can't get out.
Tierney's now got a groin problem.
Half time of extra time at Hampden.
Yes, and if it was tense before, it is getting even more intense here at the National Stadium. Still Celtic 3, Rangers 3. A tired opening to extra time, really. No real goal scoring chances. Probably the best would be when Celtic carved through and sent a pass from Hatate into Engels. It was a heavy touch from Marnie Engels. He was right in front of goal. If the control was right, it would have been a fine opportunity to score, but he couldn't take it. And it is tired bodies and tired minds, as you guys have been alluding to. Mohamed Diamandé's down getting a rub. Václav Černý has some sort of issue. Even Kasper Schmeichel's been in the wars. And Rangers will send on Kieran Dowell and Conor Barron at the break. They're getting a pep talk from Philippe Clement. James Forrest similarly from Brendan Rodgers. It is absolutely anybody's.
But it certainly is. I mean, you're right in highlighting the opportunity Engels had. I mean, I think some of the players have got an excuse, the ones that started about having tired legs. But Engels looks like he's got tired legs, and he's just recently come on the pitch, because I thought it was a brilliant piece of play from Celtic. Great pass and vision from Hatate. He has got to take that into his stride and get a shot off at least. And he's been slack. I know he plays a part in the third goal for Celtic, but he's been slack. But it's in the balance, this one. You just really don't know which way it's going to go.
Yeah, I totally agree. I think you summed it up well there, Gordon. It's anybody's cup final. There's no doubt about that. A lot of tired legs out there, a lot of tired minds, lack of concentration, a mistake. We've seen plenty of them this afternoon. A bit of magic, whatever it may be, and it might even go to penalty kicks to give it more excitement.
Well, that's it. We're probably at the stage where beyond it mattering who deserves it, I don't think either team really. I mean, it's three each for a reason. They've both had good parts, they've both had bad parts. Six goals, we've shared them from the second half of extra time. It's just going to be who takes a moment from now on.
Yeah, there's maybe a hero out there in the next 15 minutes for either side. Or it might be a goalkeeper after penalty kicks, or a villain that's missed a penalty kick. We've still got a bit of drama to go, although there's only 15 minutes left to come.
Interesting though, it is Nicholas Kuhn who goes off for James Forrest, because he still looks sharp in moments, Nicholas Kuhn. But he goes off for James Forrest, and as we said, Conor Barron replacing Mohamed Diamandé for Rangers, and Kieran Dowell also coming on as well. So we'll just give you news of that Kieran Dowell change. As he comes on, he is going to come on Černý in place of Václav Černý. So the second half of this extra time in the League Cup final at Hampden is getting underway right now.
Clyde One Super Scoreboard. Goal flashes with M&D Green Pharmacy. New school year, new bugs. Get advice on infections and viruses at your local pharmacy.
Well, here we go. Will those changes change this game up? Will there be a hero at Hampden in the next 15 minutes, or is this one going to the lottery of penalties? What would be a very rare penalty shootout between Celtic and Rangers does not happen often at all.
It'd be 15 slow motion minutes coming up, judging by the pace at which they're moving. Barron, you think, would have to breathe fresh life into Rangers. Jamesy Forrest, so often the hero for Celtic. But they've played so badly today, I cannot see them get a fourth goal.
Well, Celtic trying to create the first opportunity of the second half of extra time. That's Alex Vai, who hasn't been too involved since he came off the bench after 90 minutes for Greg Taylor. And this time the ball just slips under his foot and goes out for. So it's not just the players that have played 90 minutes that are looking slack. It's maybe just spreading across all 22 on the pitch.
Must be the after effects of the pyrotechnics. I think they've inhaled too much dangerous substances.
Cyril Dessers has the option of Yanis Hadji, but that was never going to be the pass that was on. He's not got that pace, Hadji, to get in behind and win a foot race.
No. Need to wait until Forrest gets on the ball, see what creative juices he brings to the game.
Yeah, what did you make of that change, Ross? James Forrest on for Nicholas Kuhn.
We can't obviously see what's being said there between the coaching staff and the players. He might have been feeling something, because if it was me, I'd leave him. It's only 15 more minutes. You can't tell me that you can play 105 and then not play an extra 15. But it's a chance. It's a chance for Forrest to come on and be a hero, which he's done over the years.
Do John Sterling, the latest booking?
Next to be booked, just handled the ball as Dyson Maeda tried to knock it past him. With those two Rangers changes, Vaclav Cherny coming off, Mohamed Diamandé off as well, Barron and Dowell, maybe more functional selections. Maybe takes a bit of creativity out of that Rangers side in these final parts of the game.
Well, Celtic have the ball. Oh my, the passing, dear me.
Yeah, given away again, and Raskin does the same.
To me, to you.
Yeah, I think this may well be the story of the next few minutes until the end of this game, because there just has been that lack of quality. We talked about the tiredness, I was going to say creeping in, but it's maybe hitting some of the players like a freight train.
I think
there's heavy legs out there, heavy pitch.
We'll go back to that heavy touch by Arne Engels. That ought to have been a goal for Celtic. It's just a terrible, terrible touch when he had a great chance, and the cross from Scales, it's awful. So they'll go on their error-strewn way until penalty kicks, I think.
Nicholas Raskin, the latest player to go down. Radvan Yilmaz just checking on him. But I think Rangers have probably made all of their changes. This is just another stoppage from cramp. Covered a lot of distance today, Nicholas Raskin, but also on Thursday night against Tottenham.
Yeah, but see, it makes it all the more embarrassing for Celtic, I think, that this side who played on Thursday and Celtic can make nothing of it.
We just call full time now and just go straight to penalties.
Yeah,
I'm not sure we're going to miss a whole lot if it continues on like this.
I still think there's a moment here somewhere, whether it be a mistake like the rest of the game or someone just producing something. I think there's a moment left in the game.
It does just tend to happen in these matches, doesn't it? How often are there late goals, big winners? We see it. We saw it at the end of the 90 minutes here, so you can't write anything off. There may well be, as you say, moment of magic, an error.
Well, you don't have to go back to May. You don't have to go back to May to the cup final. Adamida's belated goal. But, I mean, Adamida, you know, he really does need.
Not really been involved
the backside.
Has he since he came on?
He's just been a non-event.
I think that's another sign of fatigue that we're seeing, is just that hooked ball over the shoulder just to clear it instead of maybe trying to take it down and play a pass.
Well, I said to you 15 slow motion minutes, but you know, Ida, for me, lackadaisical, needs to get involved. Maybe Celtic need to get the ball to him, see what he can do for you.
Probably, I think the quality into him has got to be a little bit better. Some of the balls that he's been asked to control, you know, they're knee high and stuff, they're not easy. Never mind when you've got 6 foot centre halves up your behind. So I think the quality into him's got to be a little bit better. That goes for both sides as well. There's been that sort of little amount of quality in the game. It's been unbelievable.
Yeah, Celtic just in possession now, not in any rush to get the ball forwards, as Yanis Hadji clatters into Anthony Ralston, who had played the pass. He's gone down holding his face. I'm not sure whether it was the shoulder maybe of Yanis Hadji, who's now been booked.
Is there anyone who hasn't been booked yet?
John Beaton.
Yeah, one of those where he was just trying to press Anthony Ralston, ended up running into him after the ball had gone. Well, I say it was actually a bit more than that. It's more intentional, just tries to block him off, doesn't he? And he's quite forceful in it, Yanis Hadji.
Anthony Ralston counting his teeth at the moment. But, I mean, you know, the Celtic players must see Rangers players following all around with cramp and problems and, you know...
I mean, just give them a bit of belief that...
Yeah.
They can pick an opening if there are tired legs.
But look at that for a pass. I mean, they can't pass the ball 3 yards.
Radvan Yilmaz winning it back and then immediately losing possession again to Anthony Ralston. We are in the 112th minute at the National Stadium, as Alex Vai almost lets the ball get away from him, but manages to recover it, but given away by Rio Hatate, then cleared up the park a couple of times. And this is going to be... thought for a second that Jack Butland was maybe close to handling that outside of his box. John Beaton did look across to his assistant just to make sure it wasn't the case. Certainly on first inspection, it looked as if he was just inside his own box. Of course, it's the type of thing that VAR will look at.
We'll have another look ourselves here. Inside. No question.
And then he'll just hoof that one up the park to see if he can cause any issues in that Celtic defence, but it's just headed away by Cameron Carter-Vickers.
We're now looking for that moment that Ross was talking about, because surely to goodness, the next team to score wins the cup.
We said that and
I know.
That you're talking about the inevitability of there being a goal. Is that eroded now, Hugh? As Celtic make their way into the box, Adamida with the strike, he's maybe got another chance to try and shoot, but it's blocked a couple of times and eventually hooked clear. But then is that inevitability now eroded just based on what you've seen over
there's 6 minutes to go. Now these Rangers players are out on their feet. Get the ball to Forrest or whoever and see what you can do.
Well, that's nice from Alex Vai. Just dropped the shoulder, gets away from his man, feeds the ball into the box, and it's hooked away by Robin Proper. Is that something as a player, if you see opposition players going down with cramp, if it's late in the game, does that give you that maybe a bit more of a spring in your step to think, you know what, they could be there for the taking?
Yeah, I mean, usually you don't really think about it if it's only one, but it seems to be there's a number of the Rangers players struggling. So I think if Celtic can up it a gap. But listen, I'm not even going to say that because I've been saying it all afternoon. They ain't going to up it and they haven't done. But if they possibly could, then there's a chance here.
Rangers, oh my goodness.
Yeah, given away by Adamida, who knows he'd made a mistake because he was charging back to try and recover. But Celtic did get the ball back in the end with James Forrest. Hatate through, and here is James Forrest. Some of the more fresh legs on the pitch, James Forrest, but eventually dispossessed as he tried to break into Rangers' box.
Rangers look as if they're trying to stonewall it to the final whistle and take penalties. Now, Celtic, they're playing against men who are out on their feet. So they have the impetus, but can they do anything with it?
And then there's those gambles you take. Do you see Rangers looking a bit tired and you try and throw something at it? But then there's the flip side of that, that potentially you leave yourself more exposed.
Yeah, you do. You can leave yourself exposed, but on the evidence of what we're seeing now, it doesn't look as if Rangers are going to come out and
capitalise on it.
For a counter-attack.
The bus is well and truly parked now. It's up to Celtic. Do they have any imagination, any guile to break down this defence?
Yeah, everyone but Cyril Dessers behind the ball for Rangers. He was trying to get back behind the ball when Callum McGregor
passed it
of
out
all
the
players
park.
Just passed it straight out the park. Looked a pretty simple 10-yard pass, but I think that maybe just shows the levels we're at. If Callum McGregor is doing something so uncharacteristic like that,
that sums up Celtic's day. Rangers are trying to use up as much time as possible. Celtic don't look as if they have the imagination. There's nothing doing.
You know you're struggling, don't you, when Callum McGregor's doing something like that? Probably seen him give it away 5 times in the last decade.
Yeah, and Arne Engels giving it away there. Celtic managed to get away with that one and get it back in their possession, but as is the case with pretty much all the time. It's only in their possession for a few seconds before it ends up back with Rangers, Red Van Yilmaz to take another throw in.
They will look back on this cup final, Celtic, as a day when they let themselves down very, very badly.
Yeah, I think this would, if it does go to penalties, would be the first penalty shootout between Celtic and Rangers since it was hooked suspiciously into the air by Robin Proper, and Rio Hatate not happy that a foul was given against him on Red Van Yilmaz. I think it was the cup semi-final when Rangers were in the Championship. That would have been the last time that Celtic and Rangers took penalties.
Was that the day that Tom Rogic missed the last penalty? Yeah.
When Rangers were in the Championship under Mark Warburton, Ronnie Dyla was the Celtic manager.
And the Celtic issued a statement the following day to say that he would not be the Celtic manager when the next season started, and that brought in Brendan Rodgers for the first time.
I'll need to look this up, but I'm sure I remember hearing around that time that that was the first penalty shootout between Celtic and Rangers in decades. Hadn't happened for a long, long time before that. And with the way this game is going, 3 minutes left.
Oh yeah, yeah. They're
of
both
extra time.
They're both out. Both out on their feet. It'll go to penalties.
Red Van Yilmaz with the throw in. James Tavernier just slipping as he tries to, and he'll need to be careful because those are the situations where he knows he cannot foul when Celtic are trying to break away, because A, he wants to be on the pitch, and B, if there are penalties coming up, James Tavernier will be one of the takers.
Corner Celtic. Now,
Scales.
Yeah. Anthony Rawson.
Yeah, he's feeling his hamstring now, so that's not looking too good for Anthony Ralston, but I think Celtic have used all their substitutions, so he's not going to be able to make way for anyone.
Will there be one last chance here?
No. I don't think
not
so.
Having it, Hugh? No.
Nah.
Well, it is going to be a corner delivery on the right boot of Arne Engels. See where this drops or whose head it lands on. But
terrible corner.
I mean,
doesn't beat the first man. Actually, not only does it not beat the first man, it lands at the feet of the first man. Celtic still have possession, flicked over the top by Liam Scales out for Rangers goal kick. But in those situations, especially players that maybe haven't played the whole game, even the players that are the more fresh don't look as if they're fresh at all.
No, it's been a strange old day.
It's like taking a toll on everyone, isn't it?
But it'll go to penalties now, and it's the lottery.
Even the goalkeepers look knackered, don't they? When you know it's one of those days, especially with the weather conditions, the wind has been swirling around Hampden. Yanis Hadji gets the flick on from Jack Butland's long ball, but just goes out of play. 1 minute to go of the 30 minutes of extra time. Certainly doesn't look as if there is going to be that one moment. There's not going to be a hero unless someone can create something in the next minute, and it looks as if we'll be going to penalties. Will that be in the mind of the players right now, Ross? Will they be thinking that far ahead, or will they just need to concentrate on the here and now? And
Listen, I think we're in that stage now of the game where no one wants to make a mistake, because that's what you'll be remembered for. But I'm the same as you. This cup final probably deserves to go to penalties, to be honest. And then when it gets there, what way it goes, then, like you said, it's a lottery. Anyone can miss a penalty.
Yeah, that'll be the intrigue of who will take, who will put their hand up to take.
Yeah. And you're also talking about penalty takers who, you know, some of them will be out on their feet.
Yeah, emotionally as well, with the toll it's taken. If you are more tired and you're feeling those aches and pains and you've got heavy legs, then it'll just make those penalties a lot tougher. Make it seem like a much tougher task when you're stepping up to take it. It has hit 120 minutes, and I think it is full time at Hampden. Well, we'll just wait to see whether we will go back to the National Stadium.
Oh, what a cup final this has been. Nothing changing in extra time. Still Celtic 3, Rangers 3, and we are heading to penalties to decide the League Cup. An incredible end to this one. Not an ounce of football played in the second portion of extra time. Two tired teams. Celtic probably with the shade of territory and possession and opportunity, but nothing clear cut, Gordon, and off to penalties.
Look, you can't decide who's going to win this. It was the last 15 minutes was just a case of Celtic had possession, Rangers dug in deep, they looked a lot of tired legs out there on the pitch, Now it's a case of having strong minds, Gordon, because this takes a lot of concentration. It takes a bit of bottle, let me tell you, to step up there and put one in the back of the net. There's going to be a hero. It might be a goalkeeper, or it might just be a villain, somebody missing a bad penalty kick.
Yeah, it's a nerve-wracking time for any player, never mind the fans sitting around us here. But you're right, there's a lot of tired legs out there in extra time. A busy schedule for the teams, European football midweek for both, and Rangers obviously a lot taken at their legs on Thursday, so they were certainly hanging in there towards the end. I don't think they had any sustained period of pressure or attack in the second half. But, I mean, big moment. We were saying, Daz says, would you take one? I said, I think you've got to,
as a manager, you're probably prepared for this, but you've made that many substitutions. You know what I mean? You don't know how the game is going to plan out. So you're actually looking at your players in the eye and saying, right, OK, get your hand up there, be confident to go up there, step up and score.
Well, Celtic's two penalty takers, Arnie Ingles and Adam Ida, are both on the pitch. Yeah. So you'd imagine they would take. Similarly for Rangers, James Tavernier's on the pitch, so he would take. The experience of James Forrest?
I don't think so. I think guys
Callum
like McGregor's got to step
up
there as well.
You still need to find a couple of others.
Yeah, and you look at... Yeah,
Hatate's taken before, so that sounds like a sensible-ish five. What about for Rangers? Tavernier's a stick on. You're looking at the attacking put Hadji perhaps, the set-piece taker.
Just come on, he touched the ball though.
Danilo.
Is Dessers a centre-forward that's confident enough to step up there and say, yeah, I'm the man, I'll take
it. He's your man.
Yeah, well, you're a centre-forward, you're a goal scorer. You don't let it depend on defenders. I know defenders are sometimes good at stepping up and scoring, but if you're a goal scorer, you've got to take the responsibility.
And then, of course, two experienced goalkeepers who've been around the block in Kasper Schmeichel and Jack Butland.
I just wondered about Schmeichel because he was injured there in the first period, and I thought, is he struggling? And I wonder how mobile he is. He had a few touches after that, but yeah, two fantastic goalkeepers who have played at the top level, but I don't know how much that counts for anything when it goes to a penalty shootout like this. I wonder which end.
Part of it for the mind games and which fans can try and influence things. Of course, these sides met in a Scottish Cup semi-final on penalties that was separated 2016, and Rangers came out on top that day. The likes of Tom Rogic, you'll remember, involved. So John Beaton just explaining the coin toss procedures. It's like beat the pundit, only less important this.
the only thing I'd say to this, Gordon, if I'm James Tamman
here, and I think we're going to take them in front of the... let me see, double check. I thought John Beaton signalled towards the Rangers end.
I would be taking the first penalty kick. I would decide to go first. If I was the captain, which I was in the cup final, decide to go first. Try and put the pressure on the opposition. For me, get the first penalty in, try and score it, and it puts a little bit of pressure on the guy coming up next.
These are going to be taken in front of the Rangers fans. So Jack Butland and Kasper Schmeichel getting their instructions from John Beaton. We know VAR is in operation. We know they're very strict about goalkeepers remaining on the line when it comes to penalties these days. So that will be the full message for them, I am sure. And as for the players, nervous wait. Both squads line the technical areas here at Hampden, arm in arm, waiting to see which team comes out on top. James Tavernier, it looks like, is going to take the first kick. The only thing he needs is a ball, because it's not made its way to him yet. We will hand back to you guys in the studio and enjoy while you can.
Wow, it all comes down to this. James Tavernier picks up the ball and will be making his way to the penalty spot. He's getting a few words from Kasper Schmeichel, who just wanted a bit of a feel of the ball before making his way to the goal line. Don't know if that's a bit of mind games or not, but it's going to be the Rangers captain to step up and take these. It's at the Rangers end. I think it was James Tavernier. It was looked as if it was him that won the coin toss and opted for it to be at that end.
You heard what Gordon Dale said. Captain takes responsibility, puts Celtic under early pressure. Tavernier, for me, has been Rangers' best player in recent weeks. The inspiration. And I don't expect him to miss.
Well, here he is. Steps up, right-footed. First penalty of this shootout. A little dance and then strikes into the corner. Kasper Schmeichel went the right way. It wasn't necessarily in the top or bottom corner. It was one of those that people will sometimes say it's an okay height for a goalkeeper. But James Tavernier, it's so far in the corner that Kasper Schmeichel was unable to get a hand on it.
Yep. any penalty that hits the side netting, the keeper's going to have to do very, very well to get there. He's going to have to move early. And with the technique the players have got these days, if they see a goalkeeper moving early, they just roll it the other way.
Adam Ida will be first up for Celtic. He scored so many crucial goals for Celtic, most of them last season when he first came in. That's why Celtic paid big money to bring him in permanently in the summer, and he's going to be the first one to take responsibility for Celtic, eye to eye with Jack Butland, and sends the Rangers goalkeeper the wrong way. A big cheer from him, and it is 1-1, and the tension just builds and builds.
Yeah, fascinating now. Everyone loves penalty shootouts. Hadji next for Rangers. Had a mixed afternoon, Ross.
Yeah, mixed, yeah. A bit like everyone, really. No one's really been a standout. I was saying there, actually, I think we might have a little bit of a surprise. I was with Casper at Leeds United, and he fancies himself as a player, but I would not be surprised to see him take one of the five penalties.
I think his hand's gone up, yeah?
I'd be surprised if it didn't.
And then it's all down to the manager and whether he wants his goalkeeper taking a penalty or not. It's Yanis Hadji to step up. Delays, and Kasper Schmeichel goes the right way again, but can't get his hand on it. Yanis Hadji rolls it into the bottom corner and gives Kasper Schmeichel a few words afterwards as well. I think Kasper Schmeichel actually shimmied to his right. Yanis Hadji went the other way. Schmeichel stopped, went towards the ball, but into the corner, and Rangers 2-1 up.
Tell you what, if he doesn't take a step to his right there, he gets across to it.
Mm.
Captain Callum McGregor, by his standards, very poor day. But he has to lead by example now.
Yes, the Rangers captain scored his penalty. What can the Celtic captain do? Steps up left footed, and Jack Butland goes the wrong way, finds the bottom corner.
Now the quality's coming out here.
Yep.
Penalties are here.
That's it. They were just saving it for this point.
So McGregor telling this, a bit of a cheek actually, telling the Celtic fans to get up for this. Might have tried that with the Celtic players about 2 hours ago.
Rangers do have strikers that finished the extra time, Danilo and Dessers, both on the pitch. It's going to be Danilo to step up and scored that crucial goal at the end of the 90 minutes, that header that has brought us to this point where we're at penalties. He's had a torrid time with injuries at his time at Rangers. He's come back, scored a couple of goals. What can he do from the penalty spot? Sends Kasper Schmeichel the wrong way, finds the bottom corner, and lets out a huge cheer as Rangers make it 3-3.
Yeah, they're very determined look in his face. All five penalties so far taken extremely well. Who's next?
Arnie Engels.
Good job, he wasn't expensive.
Yeah, a couple of his corners didn't quite hit the mark, but very different type of set piece this for Arnie Engels. What can he do from 12 yards and trying to get Celtic back onto level terms? They've scored 2-2. If you pay big money, you want big moments.
Correct.
From players, a pretty short run up from Arnie Engels, delays it and finds the bottom corner. Looked for a second as if Jack Butland might get his hand to that, was diving low to his left. But that is a good penalty from Arnie Engels.
These little run-ups kill me. Yeah. Make me so nervous. Stop, start, stop, start.
Were you always just a longer run-up?
Pick your spot, run up and hit it.
Where was your favourite corner?
Probably to the goalkeeper's right low. Because I could put a bit more power on it than when you side foot it the other way. It's quite flimsy.
Ridvan Yilmaz, maybe not one of the players that you'd expect to be in that five. He steps up to take, and that is saved by Kasper Schmeichel. It didn't have the most power on it. It was going towards the bottom corner, and Kasper Schmeichel gets down, and a huge save, which means Celtic have a big chance to take a lead.
Yeah, advantage Celtic, but all afternoon they've had advantages and never taken them. So it's Rio Hatate. It's a tremendous advantage for Celtic. It's Rangers really under pressure. Hatate has got to deliver.
We're getting to the stage now where it's the people taking the penalties whose probably hand didn't go up.
Well, Rio Hatate will step up right footed and lashes that one past Jack Butland. Pure conviction from Rio Hatate, who shows his emotion after scoring that one. He knows that that could be absolutely huge. Similar to James Tavernier's penalty, wasn't it, the first one?
So who's the next one?
Yes, there will be huge pressure on the next Rangers player to step up. Yet to see who it is. The camera's still on, and it's going to be
Jack Butland.
Jack Butland.
Another one I played with at Leeds. Another one who fancies himself on the ball. So I'm not surprised by this either.
Well, what a moment this is to keep Rangers in the penalty shootout. Their fifth taker is going to be their goalkeeper.
What does this say about the confidence of the outfield players?
Yeah.
Or maybe the confidence of Jack Butland that he steps up.
I tell you
and
what.
And that's a great penalty from Jack Butland. Finds the net. And we are still going, but it's 4-4. Rangers have taken a penalty more than Celtic. Jack Butland's goal means that Celtic have a chance, and Daizen Maeda has the chance to win this cup final for Celtic. It is a long walk. He looks pretty calm, pretty composed as he makes his way to the penalty spot.
Well, you know, Celtic have looked the gift horse in the mouth all day long. His children, Daizen Maeda's children, can't bear to look. So he has the cup in his gift. He simply needs to score.
Well, here he is. Daizen Maeda runs up, takes the penalty, sends Jack Butland the wrong way. Full time, Celtic win the Premier Sports Cup. Let's go back to Hampden.
Yes, Daizen Maeda's penalty separating the sides. The Celtic fans erupt to our right. The Rangers players are dead on their feet. Sven van Yilmaz can't believe it. He's the man who misses the crucial penalty. Some of the Celtic players are so tired they can't even join in the celebrations. It was a thriller, a classic. These sides never go to penalties in a cup final, but they have today, and it is a similar outcome. It might have been a different journey to get there, but it is a similar outcome. Green and white ribbons will be on yet another domestic trophy in Scotland. What an occasion, and Celtic are the winners, Mark Wilson.
Oh, absolutely sensational. What a way to finish at Celtic. Perfect in the penalty kicks. I wasn't quite sure about Maeda going up. I thought, oh, is he the cleanest striker of a ball? But he tucks it away. Huge pressure on his shoulders. And Kasper Schmeichel, of course, saving Yilmaz's penalty. It's a fantastic save down to his left. And it's another piece of silverware for this relentless Celtic team and Brendan Rodgers.
What a cup final, we've got to say. We said it at the beginning, this has got to be a classic. We didn't think we were getting it in the first half, but after that, unbelievable scenes here as well. Unfortunately, they've got to be someone that misses a penalty kick. You know, I felt for him, I really did. Yilmaz steps up there and it's his penalty kick, and obviously a great save from Schmeichel that sees Celtic lift another trophy here at Hampden.
Yes, perfect penalties all round from Daizen Maeda, Reo Hatate, Callum McGregor, Adam Ida and Arnie Ingles. Rangers almost matched it. Jack Butland, James Tavernier, Yanis Hadji and Danilo for Ridvan Yilmaz could not. Saved by Kasper Schmeichel, and it means Celtic are the winners. Mark Wilson, in many ways, it doesn't really matter how the game goes in a cup final. It's all about who wins it. But we were treated to an absolute blockbuster.
Well, it was. Daz mentioned it. It was a slow 45 minutes where a mistake and then Rangers capitalised on it. And we said the second period is going to be so important, how each team comes out and approaches it. I didn't expect it to go the way it did. So many goals, mistakes in there, bits of quality. We were on the edge of our seat throughout. And then the tired legs creep in for extra time. That's to be expected. But even in the penalty shootout, we get drama. We get a goalkeeper taking one. We get a perfect scorecard from Celtic. And Maeda just casually, the most casual guy in the stadium, just strolls up and tucks it into the bottom corner. It's been a wonderful afternoon. And won again by Celtic. This team just know how to win. Mentally, they look tired, but mentally they have the hold over Rangers. And by hook or crook, they always manage to get the job done.
Well, Gordon, the fact we got to penalties tells you Celtic didn't have it all their own way, so it almost doesn't require any further analysis. But yet again, they win another trophy. They won two last season. They've won the first of this campaign. That's Brendan Rodgers' 10th as a Celtic manager. James Forrest and Callum McGregor are going to need to build more rooms in the house to add more silverware.
Exactly.
There. It just keeps going.
Yeah, they know how to win, Gordon. They know how to get the job done. It was a nervy ending. Obviously, it's a sort of a lottery a little bit when it goes to a penalty shootout. They come out on top again. I think if you look over the other side, I think Rangers can take a lot out of this. A lot of people 2 or 3 weeks ago expected Celtic just to turn up here and walk over the top of Rangers, any score at all. Rangers proved that they have closed the gap, they have improved, they have got better, and unfortunately they've just been undone with penalty kicks tonight.
And that's the thing, Mark Wilson, in terms of the 90 minutes, the extra time, everything about it, Rangers are obviously pretty close. They can take heart from that, unless you flip it the other way and ask yourself, what do we need to do to beat this Celtic team?
Yeah, you've got to, because that ultimately comes down to that. And Hugh says that a lot. For Fulik, come on. Okay, he's drew the game in a cup final. Of course, there's got to be a winner. But yeah, again, they've stumbled. Now, I know it's penalty kicks and it's a hard luck story, but once again, Brendan Rodgers gets the better of another Rangers manager. And when is the cycle going to end for Rangers? The fans who are departing the stadium now must see no end to this.
Well, the Celtic fans have spilled out of the Celtic end onto the track at Hampden. I think they've done this in the last cup final or last couple of cup finals. They're not going any further. They're waiting behind the boards, and there's a line of stewards and police. But what it will probably do is delay the trophy presentation, and it means the Celtic players can't go over to that end. They're being kept over in the technical area at the moment. The Rangers fans, as you would expect, most of them have showed their appreciation. Their team came very close today, but they head off. The Rangers fans, of course, held that banner up against Spurs on Thursday, and the Celtic fans have responded with one which says, "Make Rangers great again." See what they've done there. Anyway, it's time for the trophy presentation. You can rejoin us at Hampden for that next.
The Premier Sports Cup Final. This is Clyde One Super Scoreboard.
Well, the Celtic end is still jam-packed full of supporters, and the Rangers end is completely empty. That tells you, if you were just joining us, who came out on top in today's League Cup final. It went the distance. It went just about as long as it could, all the way to penalties. Ridvan Yilmaz missed. Everybody else scored. And that means Celtic are the winners of the 24-25 Scottish League Cup. Brendan Rodgers' 10th piece of silverware as a Celtic manager, and he continues his wonderful domestic record in charge of the team from the east end of Glasgow. Still a delay to proceedings for the trophy presentation, although the Celtic fans are now making their way back towards the seated part of the stadium, so it will take place very soon indeed. The players just enjoying their moment. Daizen Maeda waving to his family in the stands. How much pressure must have been on his shoulders, Mark Wilson?
Huge amount of pressure. Of course, he's got the Celtic supporters behind him. He's facing the Rangers supporters, who are doing everything in their power to put him off. I don't know, it looked like it fazed him. But he's had some season. Maeda, think back in some big performances and goals in the Champions League. Kun gets a lot of the attention all season, and rightly so. He's been brilliant. But Maeda, just so reliable. Celtic depend a lot on him, and it's quite fitting that he should step up and tuck it away. He's been a great signing.
I've got to say, I said to Mark earlier, if I was ever taking a penalty, that's the one I'm taking. You're either got to be the hero, or even if you miss it, you're still in the cup. So I think, and I looked at Daizen Maeda walking up, I didn't really fancy him, Gordon, I've got to say. Calm, cool and collective, just stuck it in the back of net and won Celtic League Cup.
Yeah, I think, Mark, clearly Celtic weren't at their best over the game, but I suppose still fitting then, if you need players to step up and get you to that moment and get you to the penalties. Yes, Greg Taylor's strike was deflected, but you mentioned the two of them, Nicholas Kuhn and Daizen Maeda, popped up when Celtic needed them.
Well, they've been huge players for Celtic, and just in that second period, I think you could see them creeping into the game, especially down this right-hand side with Nicholas Kuhn, and he was getting the better of Yefte. And by the way, I'll give Daz credit. Daz called it instantly. He said, "I would make a change here. I would get Yilmaz on." And I think Fulik come on, maybe left it a wee bit too late. And then, you know, it was a bit patchy. Then they fell out of it again. But the two of them have been magnificent for Celtic throughout this season. And Maeda, of course, comes up with an important moment to win the cup. But Schmeichel as well. How big a player has he been for Celtic? I said weeks and weeks ago that I thought he was an upgrade on Joe Hart. I stand by that. I think the way Celtic play and play at the back, he's been a huge plus. But I think making big saves and big moments and big games, he's been huge for Celtic. And there's no bigger one than that. You get down to your left-hand side, full stretch, and saves Yilmaz to win the
cup. Well, Hugh Keevans, you have seen it pretty much. You've seen it all, really, over your 200 years covering Scottish football. Yeah. But we've finally broken new ground for you. An Old Firm Cup final that goes to penalties.
And I've never seen anything quite like it. First of all, Daizen Maeda is the man of the day for Celtic in more ways than one, because he was the only Celtic player who did two things right all afternoon. His goal was thrilling in regulation time, and his penalty was the ultimate cup final story. Charged with winning the cup for Celtic, he took responsibility. His own children couldn't watch in the stand, and he stuck it away beautifully. And what a player he has been. He has been one of Ange Postecoglou's gifts to Celtic. And Maeda, man of the match, winner of the match.
Well, the jeers you can hear are because Rangers are collecting their runners-up medals for players like James Tavernier. It's an all too familiar feeling, being second best to Celtic, for others experiencing it for the first time. Conor Barron up there, of course, joining in the summer. This is a new look Rangers team. They pushed Celtic about as close as Celtic have been pushed in recent times, and yet still not quite enough, as the remaining Rangers players trudge off clearly in this city.
I'm not too sure if Raskin went up for a medal there. I think one or two of the staff were just patting him on the back to say, go on up and get your runners-up medal, and he's walked up the tunnel, Gordon, so I am not sure. I've never seen that before.
Well, it's not really the city that cherishes runner-up medals, is it? Let's be honest. They don't mean much here.
No, I know, and this is interesting as well. We've seen Rangers in previous years come down the tunnel. Tavernier's kind of stood with a group. Half the squad have stayed. Half the squad have went up the tunnel. That's quite odd. You know, you either do one or the other, I think, as a team.
Yeah, it sort of looks like someone's been sent to try and get the others back out. Whether they will or not, it's entirely different. Likes of Dessers, Barron, Proper, Dowell, Tavernier and Butland have stayed out. The rest have gone in, and that's because it will be Celtic's turn very soon indeed. The refereeing team get booed, of course, as they just always do. It doesn't really matter what they've done, even though Rangers fans have already seen the social medias lighting up.
By the way, I thought they had a poor afternoon from Rangers, minute one. Yeah, everyone in them.
Rangers thought they should have had a penalty. The shot pull on Cherney.
Well, did the replay show?
Did it carry on to the line? Because if it does,
it's a penalty kick. By here, Celtic come
here. Come Celtic. How many times have these Celtic fans experienced this? And yet, looking at the faces, it doesn't appear that this feeling is going to grow old anytime soon. Cameron Carter-Vickers is first up. He put his body in the line with one in particular in the second half when he had to. Alistair Johnson possibly played through the pain barrier today, because I don't think he was.
And the Rangers players have come out, Gordon,
and had to go off, and they've all played their part throughout this competition. Greg Taylor, a mixed afternoon, a mistake, but then a goal. Mark Wilson,
yeah, the most relieved man, I think, in Hampden. You see him smiling away there, but he done well to dig himself back in it. You're right, by the way, Carter Vickers, what a huge moment that is. Start of second half, Rangers 4-on-1, and he made the challenge to keep it at 1-0.
Yeah, Arne Engels, Gordon, came on, looked a bit ropey. Everyone again, you can hear them around us mentioning the price tag, and then he sticks his penalty away. So they all contributed in the end.
It was one of those games when the two managers sit in the next few days and analyse it. The amount of mistakes that was made this afternoon, and that's what made it such an exciting game. But it was all down to penalty kicks, the drama, everything, the excitement. Maeda puts it in, Neil Mads misses, that's what just happens. And well done to Rangers. Most of their players have come back out now as Celtic going to lift this trophy.
Yes, just an anticipation building here as Callum McGregor makes the walk. How many times will Callum McGregor experience this? Up he goes, the SPFL delegation there as well. He gets the medal placed round his neck, Callum McGregor, and he's about to get his hands on that League Cup again. He's won 9 Premierships, 6 Scottish Cups, and this will be his 8th League Cup. What an outstanding haul for the Celtic captain. He makes his way to the middle of the podium. He's got it in two hands, raises it high into the dark sky here at Hampden. Flames, confetti, pyrotechnics and celebrations, because Celtic are on top in yet another domestic competition. There just seems to be no shifting them, Mark Wilson.
Serial winners, Gordon, they know how to get the job done, even when they're not at the best. That was clear today, but they still managed to dig 3 goals out of somewhere and have the legs and the mentality to get over the line in the penalty shootout. Rangers have got a job shifting this side, and they've got young dynamic players who have been brought to the club this season, and you can only see it carrying on throughout the season. They've got a comfortable week in the league. They look to add the Scottish Cup to that as well. Brendan Rodgers is not letting his grip go on the silverware, and he's dominating Scottish football once again.
They're in a very good place, you've got to say. They've got the first trophy of the season in the bag. They had to fight very hard for it, of course they did. but they know how to get it done. They know the feeling he's sitting down there. They know what it's all about. We had a caller the other night, Celtic fan, saying, not really bored about League Cup. Go and tell the players that are sitting down there celebrating. Go and tell the fans here in the stadium that are celebrating. They love winning silverware.
And there is still time for you to get your calls in. Why not give us a shout on 01419511025? Call us right now or here until 7 o'clock. Give us all your reaction, whether you're on the winning side or the losing side, and we'll speak to you next.
The Premier Sports Cup Final. This is Clyde One Super Scoreboard.
Well, that is the atmosphere at Hampden. If you've missed out today, what on earth were you doing? League Cup final, Celtic 3, Rangers 3, and Celtic have won on penalties. Mark Wilson, Gordon DL are at Hampden. I'm in the studio with Hugh Keevans and Ross McCormack. I'll go to the guys at Hampden first of all. Just what's the atmosphere like there at the moment?
We're in, Andrew, we're in the middle of a sing-song.
Yeah, it's good for Mark. I don't know about myself, but Mark's quite enjoying it.
I mean, the Celtic fans will be used to it, of course, but they never get tired of it. And we're seeing the Celtic players, the staff, everybody in front of the winners' board there getting their photos taken, memories that will last a lifetime. And it's just normal service, I think, for these Celtic players.
Yeah, it never gets boring for the Celtic fans, it never gets boring for the Celtic players. You see how much it means to them, getting up there, lifting that trophy, lifting their winner's medal, Brendan Rodgers and all his staff hugging each other as well, joining in with the celebrations. So the Celtic fans will certainly enjoy their Sunday night.
Yes, we've still got a bit of time before the end of the show. We're off air at 7, so you can get your calls in. 01419511025. Celtic fans, maybe you're making your way back from the game if you've left those trophy celebrations. We want to hear from you. And Rangers fans, just how devastating was that as a defeat today? 01419511025. Brian is a Celtic fan in Motherwell up first. Brian, delighted?
Well, after the stress that they put me through, I thought at 1 minute the game was away, then it came back, and then when Coon scored, I thought that was us. And then, lo and behold, Rangers got the part and score. I was devastated, you know, but done brilliant in the end.
In terms of cup finals, games against Rangers, is that maybe one of the more anxious times you've had as a Celtic fan?
Oh, aye. Getting into the game a few weeks ago, I would have said we were hot favourites, but going in the day, a wee bit of form, Rangers go, we weren't exactly on fire, but once again we've proven we're the strongest team in the country. And I was actually phoning up for the wee man James Forrest to achieve what he's achieved, and beating Bobby Lennox's record, it's unbelievable, I think, unbelievable.
Yeah, James Forrest's trophy count, Mark, not just his. You look at the likes of Callum McGregor that's been there for years, and I'm sure it's something we're going to hear a lot of over the next few weeks and months, is that trophy haul also means that Celtic overtake Rangers in terms of overall trophies won.
Yeah, well, these players have been a huge part. I mean, I was there for James coming through, and I knew he was a good player, but I don't think any of us could have seen what a success story he was going to be and how many trophies he would win for this club. It's incredibly difficult to stay at a club like Celtic for the length of time he has, but to match that with, you know, trophy after trophy is something special. We'll probably never see the likes of it again. And you're right to mention the others, because the others are they won't catch him, but they've got a fair few themselves. You know, Callum McGregor, obviously, but then you add in the others, like Greg Taylor, even Kyogo and Maeda now have got a healthy number of medals. And it shows no sign of letting up anytime soon.
Gordon, you look at the players out in the pitch. We mentioned some of them: James Forrest, Callum McGregor. Just how vital is that in cup finals to have players that have been there, done it, they know what it takes to win? And could that have been a bit of a difference today, that Celtic have that experience of winning trophies and a lot of the Rangers players maybe don't?
Yeah, where it probably came in vital for them was at half time. They went in, they lost a goal just before half time, they're 1-0 down. They're against the cost, they're not playing very well. I'm sure Brendan Rodgers would have had a few strong words, But that's when the experienced players gets about the other players in the dressing room. You don't realise as a player how important it is for these guys just to get a hold of you and, you know, encourage you and get you going, give you that little bit of advice. They know that it can turn just as quickly. And that's what happened in the second half. Celtic come out. I've got to say, it's one of those games, it was an exciting game because there were so many mistakes. If you analyse all the goals, there's a mistake in nearly every one. That's why it was exciting. And I've got to say, you've got to give Rangers a lot of credit here today. Yes, they lost it, and they lost it in penalty kicks. Nobody gave them a chance 2 weeks ago. So Clement will be disappointed, but deep down inside, he'll be encouraged about what he's seen. But you're up against a team that just know how to win silverware.
Brian, it doesn't matter how the trophies are won or what the performance was like, but in maybe a twisted way, does it make it a bit sweeter that Celtic weren't at the races really at all today but still managed to get the better of Rangers?
I don't know if it makes it sweeter, but they're another touch of class with Celtic. The fact they went and got Big Schmeichel, who was a free transfer, and I think that's a touch of genius. Whoever said, let's go and get this big chap, and again, he's done his talking on the pitch, and he's all season he's been brilliant. And to replace Joe Hart, it was always going to cost a few bob, but to get him for nothing, and potentially he's maybe going to sign another contract. It's a touch of genius with Celtic again, and these are the type of things that make the club progress. And you've got another guy on board who's sitting learning off of him for the next couple of years, and it's brilliant. It's brilliant to see Big Schmeichel again, and delighted for the whole club and delighted for everybody, honestly.
Yeah, Mark, these will be conversations for another time, but Kasper Schmeichel, the early contribution he's made, 1 year in his contract, he's got another option. Can you see him being at Celtic for quite a bit longer despite his age?
Oh, without doubt. I think he's been an outstanding signing, not just for actually stopping the ball getting in the back of the net, but for how Celtic play. He is exceptional with the ball at his feet, and today we had a good view, Daz and I, at how Brendan Rodgers, when one centre-half had it, he was actually encouraging Schmeichel to step up almost out his box to be the kind of that third player, and it gives the opposition a problem. So he's a huge part of what Celtic have achieved this season already, and I'm pretty sure they'll be desperate for him to stay on.
Well, thank you to Brian. You can still get your calls in 01419511025. Robbie is a Celtic fan in Falkirk. Robbie, how pleased are you?
Oh, I'm absolutely delighted. That was a bit helter-skelter for me. Like, it was, the scoreline says it all. Like, you know, it was back and forward. I just want to just say about Celtic, I was a wee bit worried in how they were playing in the first half and how they actually got caught out along the back line. Sometimes it just takes somebody to step into, space with the ball and just drive the team forward. Because at the end of the day, as Rangers, these fullbacks were placed right up with Celtic's winger. So whenever like Carter Vickers or McGregor or Trust ever went wide, it was like the Rangers' fullbacks were forcing the Celtic fullbacks just to play the ball back. I mean, it got played along the back again. It was like McGregor was sort of kind of getting marked, so he couldn't get into the game. So it was either going to take, like, for Celtic to be more effective in the first half. I felt as though I'm going to have to either be Carter Vickers just bypassing the midfield and trying to play a long, good ball into the forward players, like Kyogo or one of the high midfielders. And when Celtic came out in the second half, I was really impressed that they started to get in behind Rangers and started to control the game. But, I mean, I don't know how the panel seen the game, but I thought it was kind of, I wouldn't say 50-50. Celtic had slight advantage with chances and how the game was controlled, but it was back and forward. There wasn't that much between the teams. And just to get onto the game and later in, I think it'll be January 2nd, I think that's going to be a really, really, really tight game. But I'll say one thing, and I think the panel will agree with me. See that result, that is a sickener for Philip Clement and Rangers, because at the end of the day, Celtic can beat them in close games. They can get the better of them. Even like 2-1s and it's a Celtic are getting most of the possession or that. It can be a 2-1 and it's a close game. All different types of results. But see, when you can't beat Celtic on a penalty shootout, that must be psychologically damaging, because Philip Clement and the Rangers team, they must be saying to themselves, how can we beat them? If we can't even beat them in normal time and get after extra time and get into a penalty shootout, how can we beat them? Because Celtic are beating them every single different way.
Yeah, Robbie, I'll put that to Ross, because the word Robbie used was a sickener for Philip Clement, for Rangers supporters. Is that almost a worse way to lose it, when you come so close and you see that your opposition aren't at it and you still lose.
Yeah, listen, forget the penalty shootout. Anyone can lose a penalty shootout. It's more than 120 minutes before that. Celtic were miles off it, and yeah, Rangers have still somehow lost the cup final. So we are speaking about it there. I worry for Rangers the ramifications that result will have, because psychologically they'll know that we can't even beat Celtic now when they're, you know, down 40-50%. It's worrying.
Yeah, Gordon, we could see that from the players, the Rangers players. Some of them went up the tunnel. I don't even know if Nicholas Raskin went up to get his medal. And those are the types of things that just shows how these players are going to take this.
Yeah, listen, it's a hard one to take. You'll never get a better chance. Everybody says that Celtic were off it. I've got to give Rangers a bit of credit. I thought Rangers tactically, they got it right. They pressed at the right times, especially to get the first goal. They made Greg Taylor make that pass, and they punished them for it. So all over the pitch, they looked a lot better. Clement comes in for a lot of criticism, style of play. You can see the style of play today, so it's getting better and better. To be fair to the Rangers players, yes, half of them went down the tunnel. Raskin did not go up for his medal, unless I'm mistaken. But then what happened was, I think someone went in the dressing room, told them to come out. Most of them came out, seen Celtic lift the trophy, and then they went. That's fine. They'll be in that dressing room. They'll take positives from it. There's no doubt about that. But it doesn't matter how you lose a cup final. It is a sickener, and it takes a few days to go over it.
Well, thank you to Robbie. Let's stick with the phones. William is a Rangers fan in Stevenson. Previous caller was saying that he thinks it'll be a sickener for Rangers supporters for Philippe Clement. Is that how it feels, William?
Well, it's not great to lose, but it's not a sickener. I thought Rangers were a brilliant day. We gave Celtic, in my opinion, and this is me not being biased, 10 minutes, a crazy 10 minutes, that defending for the two goals. That's what kept Celtic in that cup. You know what I mean? I mean, invest all this money, right? And it's no pity. We invest all this money on VAR. How's that not a penalty? He was grabbed with his shirt and his foot was on the line. How's it not a penalty? Can anybody tell me how that's not a penalty?
I'll put it to the guys at Hampden first. I'm sure you'll have seen the replays back. What did you make of it?
Well, it looked to me it was on the line. So at the time I thought, ooh, that's close, us looking down on it, and then we've got the luxury of this TV and the replay, and it seemed to show it really quickly, but was it Cherny? Yeah. Foot seemed to be on the line when Scales tugged his jersey, so by the letter of the law, I think if it's on the line, it carries on to the box.
I've got to say, I think Rangers were hard done to there. I don't know if it made them go on and win the cup. I don't know about that. I'm only talking about one decision. And I think Rangers will look back on that and think, do you know what? I think we maybe should have had a penalty kick.
Hugh?
Ross was adamant at the time that it was a penalty kick. And from the television angle that we saw, it looked like a penalty kick. I'm afraid if you accept VAR, you have to accept VAR warts and all, because clearly people sitting in a room have had a look at that from all angles and decided it's not a penalty. So you're stuck with it.
You look back on that, William. Is there other moments you look back on as well? Specifically, I think when Rangers were 1-0 up in the second half, they had that breakaway 4-on-1 and just weren't able to take advantage of it.
Yeah, I'm not a bit of a Rangers fan. I thought Carter Vickers was immense there. Right? He saved Celtic. Been no winning that cup today. 4-on-1. I thought he'd done the wrong decision. I thought he should have went the other way and put the other two boys in. But he kept Celtic in the cup there. And another thing, I'm proud of my team. I'm no dejected. As Gordon says, 4 or 5 weeks ago, you want to give Rangers a prayer. You can see Rangers are growing. Like you should take a lift for this. You know what I mean? Because it proves that Celtic are no Real Madrid. They can be there to be beat. We could beat them. That's what we've proved today.
Is the issue with that, William, though, that Celtic had a complete off day and still managed to beat Rangers?
What would you mean off day? Rangers played well. That's how they did an off day. Rangers were better all over the pitch. That's how.
I'm saying Celtic had an off day. Celtic didn't play as well as they have played for a lot of this season.
Well, how did they not play well? Know what I mean, Andrew? Because Rangers were better. That's how they never. I hate that. Rangers were the better team. That's how they never played well.
Well,
I agree with that. I've got to say, we've seen it here live, and Rangers got their tactics spot on, and everybody goes, and we know how good Celtic are. They're a fantastic team, but Rangers today pressed at the right times, and it was tippy-tappy football for a lot of what Celtic were doing. A couple of times in the first half, they get the ball in behind, they went direct and caused Rangers problem, especially Kuhn down the right-hand side. But apart from that, it was all slow build-up from the back. It was because of where Rangers players were taking up their position. So I totally agree with what... Is it William that's on the call?
Yep.
Yeah, I totally agree with William. It's all this, well, Celtic weren't at their best. I think you've got to give the opposition a lot of credit today.
Yeah, but there are two sides to every story. And I saw my first Old Firm game 65 years ago. And I have rarely, if ever, seen that the winner of an Old Firm game play as badly as Celtic played today. But at the end of the day, the tribute has to be paid to Daizen Maeda, whose goal was the best of the six scored in regulation time, and to Daizen Maeda for scoring the penalty that won the cup. That takes some nerve. And having said that, Brendan Rodgers' record now reads one loss in 20 games against Rangers. In my lifetime, as I say, 65 years of watching these Old Firm games, there has been no manager, not the immortals, not the legends, there has been no Celtic or Rangers manager who has dominated this fixture in the way in which Brendan Rodgers has done. And so to him tonight, congratulations.
Well, thank you to William. Thank you for your calls. Thank you for tuning in today. What a day of action in Scottish football. A 3-3 draw between Celtic and Rangers in a cup final, and Celtic win on penalties. And you know what? We had a few calls there, but this is going to roll on and on and on. We will be back tomorrow night from 6 o'clock, and we want to hear all your opinions then. Thank you to Mark Wilson and Gordon Dalziel at Hampden. Thank you to Hugh Keevans and to Ross McCormick in the studio as well. But as always, the biggest thank you is to you at home. We will be back tomorrow night at 6 o'clock, as always, but stay right there, because Gary Spence's Sunday Night Takeover is up next.